So the program isn't just for Jews?
Exactly. We're called J-Screen because many of the diseases that we test for are ultimately more common in people with Jewish ancestry. But we screen for a vast number of diseases. At this point, it's over 200, and that includes diseases common in both the Jewish community as well as the general population. Whether you're an interfaith couple, whether you're Jewish-Jewish, even same-sex couples need to be screened. If you're using a sperm or an egg donor, you want to make sure that you're not a carrier of the same thing of that donor. We do a lot on college campuses, so many people say, like, why are you on college campuses if those students aren't ready to begin families? But the important part of J-Screen is getting people prior to conception, because ultimately, the next time that you're going to be offered screening in most cases is when you or your partner is already pregnant and you're sitting in your OBGYN's office.
I'm tested through J-Screen. My results come back and it says I'm a carrier for a genetic disease. What are my options at that point?
If you are screened and are a carrier for something, it's not a big deal. You just want to make sure that your future partner is also screened, because what we're trying to avoid are carrier couples of the same disease. So for example, if someone is a carrier for Tay-Sachs disease and another person, their partner, is a carrier for cystic fibrosis, then you're not going to pass either of those on. It takes two to tango, since they're recessive diseases. So let's say you come back as a carrier couple. It's a 25% chance with each pregnancy. So each pregnancy is at an independent 25% risk. You have a 50% chance that your child is a carrier just like you, so they're healthy. And then you have a 25% chance that your child is not a carrier nor affected. But obviously, many of these are very devastating diseases, so taking that risk is not something many couples choose to do. Many couples choose something called IVF, in vitro fertilization, but it's coupled with PGD, which stands for pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. And this is just fertilizing the husband's sperm and the wife's egg outside the body in petri dishes, and then being able to test those, and they only implant the healthy embryos through IVF, and it's just free of that disease. Other people choose to use a sperm or an egg donor from a non-carrier. Other couples choose to conceive naturally, and they can test the embryo in utero to see if it's affected. And then other couples choose, again, to conceive naturally, but just to prepare for early treatments.
Why not eye screen for Italians or AA screen for African Americans? There's other groups that really could use a targeted genetic testing service. Why J-Screen?
Much of our funding comes from the Jewish community, and so our marketing is targeted towards people with Jewish descent, but we're working with all sorts of groups. So anyone prior to pregnancy, if you are newly engaged or newly married, we want this to be something that's just mantra, right? Like, everyone shops for a wedding gown, and they're in the midst of all this wedding planning and every detail. Well, this should be something on your wedding checklist.
How does genetic testing jibe with Jewish law, Jewish theology?
It's actually a great thing in Jewish law because we're trying to save a life. So even the most Orthodox rabbis will advocate for the importance of screening. And I think, you know, it's rare to get everyone across the board from Reform rabbis to the very Orthodox to all be in agreement. Even what we discussed of IVF and PGD being an option to have a healthy baby is permissible within Jewish law.
Hillary Kenner, Director of National Outreach for Emory University's J-Screen program, thank you very much for speaking with us. This has been fascinating.
Thanks for having me.